the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now, live on the telephone, is our friend Drew Frankel from Impact Concerts. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
Everything's well here. I've been up for a couple hours. How about you?
I wish I could say the same.
I know, it's a trick thing. So I get to say that, and a lot of people come up with the response like you gave me, like, yeah, good morning.
Well, I don't know how you do it, because I see you out at a lot of shows, and that just means that you don't sleep at all.
Sleep is very important, and I sleep when I can. And just like you, I mean, I see you at a lot of events, meaning your sleep schedule is odd as well.
Yeah, it does have its moments.
Now, let me tell you, seeing you at a great event last Saturday is always a treat. And, you know, I ran into you. You're walking around like you have utility belts filled with stuff. You got a walkie-talkie on your shoulder. You're all ready for action.
anything we can do to look the part.
And, you know, you're looking great, and then, you know, you're a very busy person, so it was nice to say hi to you and to be at a cool event, seeing Shovels and Rope and the Wood Brothers at Arrowwood Farms. There's a great concert series that's happening there, and Impact Concerts is helping put these events on, correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is our, I think, fourth or fifth season. Putting on a summer series at Arrowwood Farms, which, for those who aren't familiar, is a fantastic brewery, distillery, and farm in Accord, New York, so across the river from you right now. It's just such a beautiful place, and it's such a beautiful site for a concert. All of these shows are really special. And it always just feels like a really special kind of intimate, but also, you know, large and expansive kind of site for summer shows. So we kicked off our season last weekend, last Saturday, with the Wood Brothers and Shovels and Rope. Was a sold out show and a beautiful day, excellent weather, great beer, of course. For all of our shows this year, Arrowwood. They're brewing a specialty beer for each individual show. So, last weekend was the Wood Brothers Heaven is a Honey Jar, Honey IPA. And, this weekend we have our second event of the season, which is our second annual Follow the Arrow Festival, which is a festival that we produce in partnership with Marco Benevento, who, I believe I just heard on your airwaves.
Yeah, he was here. Yep, he was here on CD and here in person just a little while back, which was a lot of fun having him in the studio and talking about his career and what's coming up in the future. And he's super excited for the event. It's going to be a great one. And what a killer lineup that's together for this project. The Barr Brothers, Rubble Bucket, Lamp featuring Scott Metzger, Ray Pachowski, and Russ Lawton. Upstate, who were on the radio with me yesterday. Karina Reichman, the Benevento Family Band, which will be a lot of fun. And an all-star tribute to David Bowie. And also Michaela Davis and more. So this is quite a lineup, Drew. What do you expect?
Yeah, we really... Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
You.
Go
really,
ahead.
Marco did, you know, Marco for this event each year calls all his friends and invites them out to the farm, and he's put together an amazing lineup. It's a really wonderful event. It's a really family friendly event. Marco's own kids are going to be there, and they're performing with him in the opening set of the day. The Benevento Family Band, along with his wife and I think a couple cousins and Marco's father, will be singing as well.
Yes.
And yeah, we've got great food out there. A whole bunch of local food vendors. We've got the Oyster Party. We've got Rams Valley. We've got, a lot of great food vendors, El Danzante on wheels, Taste of Santorini, and I'm definitely missing a few. Nancy's ice cream from Woodstock.
Yeah.
It's just a really wonderful way to spend a Saturday out on the farm. Bring the kids. Kids 10 and under are free for all of our events, and parking's really easy. You know, these events at Arrowwood are, like I was saying before, they're big, but they're small.
Yeah.
It's not like going to a major music festival where you have to park the car and then trek a mile with all your stuff and then go through a big security line. These are simple, you know, shows where the parking lot's right there. You walk through the gate. You're in. The field's right there. You don't have to do a whole lot of moving around if you don't want to. And you can just kind of enjoy music all day long.
Yeah, and one of the great points that you made, which I wasn't aware of because I didn't know what the capacity or the people there, but it was sold out. I did not know that. There was room to move, room to breathe, room to wiggle, and plenty of space, which was great. I mean, you could walk around. There were, as far as I was concerned, no lines for a porta potty. And that's amazing.
That is something we take a lot of pride in. Zero porta potty lines. And we keep them really nice and clean.
Yeah,
and,
that too.
Get them serviced all the time. So, you don't have to worry about that.
And besides it's that, there's also VIP partying as well that has real bathrooms, which are very cool.
if real indoor flushable toilets are important to you, which I certainly can relate to, we do have that option. The VIP ticket has access to some indoor bathrooms and some hors d'oeuvres throughout the day and a nice hang tent for VIPs. But I don't think, not to push the VIP thing too hard, because what I really like to think about these events out at Arrowwood is just that they're festivals for grown-ups. They're family friendly, but they're not the Bonnaroos and the Coachellas of life, where it feels like a real lift to get there and to be there and to go through with it. These are manageable, small, intimate festivals, and we have a whole summer season of them. After tomorrow's event, we move on in a couple weeks to the Soulshine Festival, which is a new event that we're starting this year in partnership with our friends Michael Franti and Spearhead, who are headlining the show and curated the lineup with Tank and the Bangas, Sun Little, and local band The Big Takeover.
I really want to see Tank and the Bangas. They don't get around to this area that much, and to have them come to Arrowwood Farms. I mean, I've seen them, and they brought all the feels. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, everything from joy to I may break down and cry at this moment, and then you're uplifted again. It's a quite amazing group with rhythm that you just can't deny. So that sounds like a really cool day at the farm, and that's Saturday, July 1st. And then tell them what else is coming up the next week.
Yeah, just a few days after that, on Thursday of the holiday week, Thursday, July 6th, we're bringing Lucius back to the Hudson Valley. Lucius has a lot of history here. They recorded their first record in Woodstock. They played the O Positive Festival a whole bunch of years ago. They've gone on to bigger and better things, playing with Brandi Carlile and Roger Waters and really have become kind of darlings on the scene, and they're incredible performers. They'll be here on July 6th with Al Olander from Kingston, New York, opening the show, one of our favorite local artists. And then we take a couple weeks off after that, and we'll be back in August with another new event that we're doing in partnership with a Hold Steady, which is their inaugural festival called the Positive Jam.
Oh, cool.
That's August 5th, Saturday, and the Hold Steady, joined by Guided by Voices, the Tallest Man on Earth, and local artist Laura Stevenson, who lives in Woodstock, and a few others. And we still do have a few other events to announce for the season to close out in September.
Cool.
And those will be coming soon. So all of that is at impactconcerts.com. That's our website for all of our shows. For all the shows we're doing all over the Hudson Valley, including the series at Arrowwood.
All right. Well, what a great lineup, and looking forward to the cliffhanging suspense of who's going to be added to this great lineup. So keep them coming, Drew, and keep up the good work. We love what you do, and keep these great magical events happening. It's an amazing event when you have families, you have young adults partying with the adults, and everyone really having a good time. All the boundaries gets lost from my vision, as this past Saturday happened. And Oliver Wood from the stage said, "Hey, look, everyone's having a great time. Even the kids don't look that bored."
I think that's a really important thing to point out, and I'm glad he did.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, these shows also, one other thing to point out is they don't go late. They're done by 9:30, get home at a reasonable hour. And there's also just plenty of great places to stay. I know probably everybody listening at this point is here for the weekend or lives here. But if you're not, or you want to bring in some friends from out of town, there's lots of great places to stay, of course, around the area and around Accord in particular. So
that's true.
So, yeah.
And the food at Arrowwood, the array of delicacies from lobster rolls to kettle corn, is quite an array, and that was enjoyable as well. You know, you can get churros, you can get a lobster roll and wash it down with ice cream and a delicious crafted beverage. Nothing better.
Well, you did just name all of my most important food groups: lobster rolls, ice cream, and kettle corn. So yeah, you can really get it all at Arrowwood.
Yeah, well, Drew, thanks a lot, and again, keep up the good work. I look forward to seeing you. Oh, here's the biggest question I have, and I almost blew this. What are we going to do with weather tomorrow? Tomorrow at the Follow the Arrow Festival, showers and thunder are in the forecast.
Well, we of course, take everybody's safety as the top priority.
Mm-hmm.
We've dealt with this many times before. We live here in the Hudson Valley, which is prone to weather, especially yeah. this time of year. So we know what we're doing in terms of weather. The show will go on as planned, unless we do see lightning or really intense rain, in which case we will take a pause. But we have, really well thought out and established plans for severe weather with our security team and the brewery and the local municipality, the town of Rochester. So we're prepared for anything. Tomorrow, what I'm seeing is not looking too bad.
Yeah.
We have hardy folks here in the Hudson Valley, so bring a raincoat, bring an umbrella, and I think the more umbrellas you bring, the less it rains.
Yeah, true. And if it rains, it'll rain a little bit, not a lot of it, and that's my forecast, between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. That means it may rain for 5 minutes and stop, and then may come back a little bit later and do the same. But it's not going to be a soaker. As far as
that's,
I can see.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too, and we have folks checking up on it. So, it really shouldn't be too bad. We're going to get through it, and I think people around here know how to handle a little bit of rain.
Yeah, umbrellas, ponchos, little rubber boots, galoshes, you're fine.
Absolutely. Rick, thanks so much for having me, and I can't wait to see you out there.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow at the Follow the Arrow Festival. The music starts at 1 o'clock with the Benevento Family Band. At 2 is Upstate, and they were just here yesterday. So Harry told me that they're going on at 2. So make sure, folks, you get there early, because the music is dynamite. And as soon as it starts, you don't want to miss a note. So be there early, stay to the end. Enjoy everything that's available at Arrowwood Farms. Even when you leave, there's friendly people going, "Want some to go?" Which I found
absolutely.
Yeah, I found kind of amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing just to point out is that if 9:30 is not when you want to end your night, we are hosting for every show this summer an after party right around the corner at Stonehills, which is an amazing event space and inn right around the corner from Arrowwood. So the party doesn't end at 9:30 if you don't want it to. You can just mosey around the corner and hang out there till the sun comes up if you want.
Everyone, that's a good point. Everyone who I ran into last Saturday said, man, the drive here was beautiful. And it is. And if you're not aware of the majesty of the Accord region, get to know it. Come out, take a ride, see some music, pack a lunch, have fun. Thanks, Drew. All the best, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rick. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. You take care. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our guest, Drew Frankel. See him tomorrow at Follow the Arrow Festival. 1 o'clock start, Arrowwood Farms, Accord. We'll be right back with more great tunes after this.
Hi, it's Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. I wanted to let you know about another new high-tech program.